Welcome to Wake Up Podcast with Viv Trader. Viv is a curious person with the desire to embrace different opinions and expertise. Her focus is health, well-being, environmental, and political. She holds a non-judgmental approach and she is objective. Viv's ambition is to raise your awareness and contribute to a better world. She is also the founder of Vivalicious Food, which produces an innovative vegan baby food with added omega-3 from an algae oil. www.vivaliciousfood.com.
So today I have the real pleasure and honor of having you here, Jan Christensen. It's really, really lovely to see you. You look wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you. And it's a pleasure and honor for me to be with you as well.
Yeah. So Jan, you are in Canada.
That's right. Yeah. So we're quite a distance apart, you and I.
Yeah. Now, Jan, can you please tell me a little bit about yourself? Who are you?
Well, I'm a spirit having a human experience, basically. And so I try and identify as little as possible with the things and the roles, because we're all so much more than that. You know, that I'm a mother, I'm a sister, I'm a wife, an aunt, a cousin, all these things. But most importantly, I'm a spirit having a human experience. That is at the front of everything. And I find life so engaging and so much fun experiencing it from this point of view, from this angle, from this awareness.
Yeah. And when you talk about the awareness and the fun and the enlightenment, what was your life prior to this experience? How did your life look like before you have, obviously, life is taking you on a long journey to get to this point?
Yeah. Life was so different before I came to the understanding that I have come to now. And, you know, when I look back, the thing that jumps out at me is that there was so much worry and so much fear. That was, my life was so revolved around those things, trying to plan for the future, worrying about the past. And of course, that when you worry about the past, you get depressed. And when you worry about the future, you get very anxious, because basically, the past is gone, and sitting with those thoughts and worries about the past gets you nowhere. So you're spinning your wheels. And when you worry about the future, it's a very similar thing, because there's only so much planning we can do. It's all out of our hands, whether we know it or not. And you know, the more we try to plan it and believe that we can orchestrate exactly how it's going to go, the harder it is, because there are forces that work against us. And I mean that in a very loving and positive way, because we are energy from head to toe. And this energy, it's in the driver's seat. It really is. And so if we're in worry and fear, then we are going to bring more worry and fear upon us. And that is such a deep knowing that I have, and a deep understanding and a deep experiencing of this. So like energy attracts like energy. So if you worry, you're going to attract more thoughts that are worrisome, more things to worry about. And if you're in fear, you're going to attract circumstances that are going to be very fearful, that are going to make you very afraid. And that is not a fun way to live. So learning to live without worry and fear is just, it's like everything opens up for you.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that my life Yeah, it doesn't mean that my life is perfect, but
Mm.
it means that I can roll with it no matter what comes up.
How did you get to this point of self-mastery?
Well, I'm sure I still have a long ways to go, but my first putting my toes, dipping my toes into the water of understanding spirituality came with my near-death experience. And that's not to say that I didn't have lots of experiences before that, because I did, even as a child, but I didn't understand them. And so they can only be enlightening for you, I think, if someone can explain to you what's happened. And when they can't explain it, it's just a fearful experience. So when I had my near-death experience, that changed everything, because what happened is, I was at work, and I was a community nurse at the time, and I was rushing between one patient and the next one, and I slipped on ice, which should be a pretty simple thing. You just slip, you fall, or you catch yourself and you carry on. However, I was resisting everything and figuring that I could take care of this. All I needed to do was get myself standing upright. When if I'd gone with the flow, I probably would have fallen and been fine. However, things always happen for a reason, right? And I actually got myself so wound up in trying to get my feet back to the concrete that my feet shot straight in the air and I came straight down on the top of my head. And from there, this experience unfolded that I didn't know what happened, really, and it took me a long time to untangle it. But essentially, I knocked myself unconscious immediately. And so from in this space inside of me, all of a sudden, I had the experience of just being in this kind of dark place. And the question came up of, where am I? And then I thought, oh, I'm here. Like, I knew where I was, what I was experiencing. And then it was just very peaceful and so quiet. There was no sound. It was just perfect peace. And so the next thing that happened was, I just had this experience and this sensation that I like to compare to what the air might feel like when it comes out of a balloon. It just went. And suddenly I was out of the confinements of my body, and I was just floating in this, again, fairly darkened place, but where I could still sort of see with my eyes and hear with my ears to know again how quiet it was. It was just so peaceful. And there was no fear. I just had this sensation of just kind of being in a flow. And it was a place that was not at all unfamiliar to me. So I was just floating there and feeling suddenly this most intense feeling of love that I could ever imagine. And so I just floated there in this feeling. And the thought was, I could stay here forever and need nothing else. And that's sort of a foreign idea to we as humans, because you think, well, wouldn't that get? No, it was so good. It was so perfect that nothing else was needed. Not food. Not even air, because
Wow.
you're just everything. And so I floated there, and then there was this feeling of expansion, like I just went out in every direction, just whew. And there was no, I could sense of me, a sense of me being here, but there was no end to it. It just went on forever. And again, this intense feeling of pure love that is similar to what I can feel here, but I imagine what I feel here might be one 100,000th of the sensation of the feeling that I felt out there. It was just the everything. Perfect. And so as I floated there or lay there in this feeling, I didn't have any experiences like many other people have of seeing people and engaging with people, not even seeing energy. I was just there and I was kind of everything and had this wonderful feeling. And then I could see a very bright light off in the distance and it seemed to be coming towards me really quickly. So then the thought that came up was, what about your daughters? Oh, my daughters really still need me. And with that thought, I just went completely and totally and so quickly, like in a flash, right back into my body. And the feeling of lightness and floating, and then the feeling of density in the body was such a difference. It was so extremely different. It was okay, but it was different. And so then back in the body, I was in a fair bit of difficulty. I wasn't able to be breathing properly. And I had sustained a head injury. So from there, from coming back into the body, I still experienced the quiet and the peace. And then suddenly it was like I could notice the light from outside coming in. And so I opened my eyes and it evolved from there. It seems fairly short and I have no idea how long I floated out there or how long this experience was. And I really get quite a kick out of neuroscientists who try to explain it as just the brain shutting down or the brain having a different experience, mm-hmm. because I know that I went from in here to out there. I just have no question. And so it taught me that we are truly eternity in the energy that we are. And that's just one of the many things that was a big takeaway.
That's lovely. It's very beautiful. So after this experience, how did your life take a turn after that?
Well, it was quite a while before the actual spiritual journey that I'm on began, because I did have a head injury and I would say at least 10 years recovering from that. So the recovery was step by step. You know, I would improve some, and I did not have a lot of encouragement because the human brain, the things we know in knowledge from books can often be quite self-limiting, because there are beliefs that go very, very definitely attached with, for example, brain injury. You can only heal this much, and then you might see a little bit of healing beyond that, but probably not. You know, here's where you are, and this is probably where you're going to stay. No, we as humans are capable, and the possibilities of anything are there. And so going by the book is probably one of the things that I am most thankful that I didn't do. Whenever somebody gave me something limiting, I just went beyond that and said, I don't think so. I think there's much more possibility for much more healing, and I'll figure it out. I'll find my way. If you have no suggestions, that's fine, but I'll go. I'll find my way. And so finding my way through that and coming back in such a way that I feel perfectly healthy. My brain sometimes will give me some triggers that it's still there and it still has some problems, but I can think so separately from the brain and so incredibly fully rounded and complete with no limitations. So as humans, we all, or many of us, are of the belief that our thinking comes from the brain, and that is quite far from the truth that I experience, because we can think from our brain, we can think and speak from our heart. We can think and speak from our soul. We can, as humans, channel other energies. There's just so many things, so many possibilities, again, that are open to us, that being limited in any way is not a fair concept to lay upon any human.
No.
So I don't think I answered your question completely. So did you have something you wanted to say first?
No. I was just thinking you were talking about this fear versus love. Fear does to you and love does to you, and you have really truly experienced the difference, the contrast. So please carry on and answer your question.
Okay, yeah, you had asked how things changed for me. So I guess what changed for me was when I got beyond the difficulties that the brain injury caused, I could look back and I could see that there was something very different going on. For example, I would try to doctors that I had real trouble thinking and completing thoughts, and I would talk to them not from the brain, but from the heart, from the energy, from the spiritual piece of me, which was totally coherent and had no difficulty. So they were very perplexed. How could she talk like that and have these problems? Well, when you experience that, the difficulty of being totally in your brain thinking and then being totally in your speaking from your soul, speaking from your spirit, your heart, I was able to really differentiate between these two. And for example, when I got really nervous, I would just completely go into brain thinking, brain speaking, and it was pretty confusing for everybody, me included. Yeah. But as long as I dropped out of that thinking into the magical, miracle place of our divine soul, our spirit, everything was clear and lucid and expressed perfectly clearly. So it was an interesting experience that I had through this brain injury. And I don't think it was any mistake that I had this brain injury. I think it was just perfect divine unfolding to show me things, and that it did. And I'm through it. And so I can look back and see it as something that was perfect experience for me, and a perfect experience for me to share with people, because I have such a clear and totally believed by me experience. There's just no doubt there. And so being able to share that with people can help them drop away their doubt as well, because that's one of the biggest difficulties for any of us here as humans is, how can I not doubt that what I'm being told spiritually is true? How can I really put faith and belief behind the things that people say? And so I truly feel like I come from a place of being able to explain things and express things as a human, but who has seen and felt and experienced so many of these little pieces of the difference between being human and being form or formlessness is the way I like to explain it. Being the body or being the energy, the soul. So my life totally changed because of the head injury, totally and completely. And I don't dwell on or even talk much about the negative pieces of it because they're there, but no one can really grow from that or learn from that. And for people who can grow from that and learn from that, I will talk a bit about it. I talk about head injury with people who have head injuries and how I overcame that. But what I love most to talk about is the feeling of love that I had, and to come back here and to to see and to feel the same feeling and to have that growing intensity as my spirituality grows, and to think, oh, wouldn't it be amazing to be here in our humanness and to have that feeling that I had out there while I'm here? That is probably possible. And that would be fun for everyone. And maybe someday that is what the earth will be, full of people who are just like that.
So lovely.
I believe that.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think we are entering to high vibration. Many of us talk about the same, you know, entering into 5D, where we are unconditional love, this new templates of love coming in, pure love, soul contracts to be forerunners of pure love and self-love. All love starts from loving yourself first and experiencing that inner peace and the harmony and being in your heart. I think that's where we're entering into. What's your experience with that? Do you think so too?
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. And I think we're heading to a future where the earth will be full of masters walking around. Spirits having the human experience will be very different than today. And maybe it'll never be everybody on earth. Maybe it will be. That would be nice. But there will be enough people that things will change so drastically on earth. They already have with the number of people who are here and they're in a state of understanding and sharing why love is the answer to everything and having that inside themselves as well. It tips the scale for sure now, and it will continue to tip the scale. There's a lot of reasons for that. I think there's a lot of reasons why we're hearing that many people are waking up just very suddenly. They're experiencing themselves differently. They're feeling more the oneness of everything and understanding more about what love is. Because in our humanness, we don't experience too much of what love truly is. And that's not our fault. It's just what we've been taught. Jealousy, hatred, dependency, self-loathing, all that stuff that comes from learning from the brain. The brain is not great with the emotional, the love side of things. So yes, there's new energy coming in and it's affecting people tremendously. This new energy that's coming in is, unfortunately, when you're first touched by it, it feels very foreign and very bizarre. So a lot of people are frightened by it. I know myself when I first experienced it, it was when I first experienced this new energy that is coming into Earth, when I experienced it as a human being, it was scary because it's a different frequency than we're used to. And so the immediate thing to think is, I must be sick. Something must be wrong. The way that I feel, your nervous system is just all of a sudden put into this state of feeling out of whack, feeling like there's something wrong and you don't know what it is. And you can't look around to see something that's happened to have caused this. So fear is where I went immediately. And probably from what I understand, where most people are going, it's actually palpable to people around you as well. I knew when I was feeling this way, I was sitting beside my daughter and she looked at me and she said, "What is the matter with you today?" And I said, "I don't know. What do you mean?" She said, "Oh, your energy just feels awful." And she moved away from me. And so that again put me into the feeling of fear. Oh, what's wrong with me? What is this? It was just a different frequency. So you can see how people experiencing this from the first experience with it will be put off guard and feel like something is very wrong. So I guess what I want to say about this is, don't be afraid. If there's nothing that's happened that you can sort of attribute this to, then my advice and what I did is I just settled right down and I raised my frequency, and that settled everything down inside. So there's my advice for people. It's a very simple fix. Like most everything in spirituality is, it's very simple, but you have to know something to do something, right? And that's where our humanness takes us in the wrong direction sometimes. So.
Well, I think as well with the waking up, you're going through the process of letting, shrinking your ego and meeting all your fears and healing. And that can be quite a long journey for many, many years.
Yes. Yes. But it's happening so much quicker now. And that is the new energy as well. You know, it used to take years for most people to make headway. That's happening at this time so often. Many people are going, and they look at a blade of grass and they say, oh, would you look at this? Try and imagine that blade of grass is alive, just like you and me. And they go into these explanations and feelings that are totally new to them, but they have an understanding. You see, most of what is happening, and most of what happened to me and you and your spiritual path, is we have a remembering of things that we already knew. And that is what's happening to people. Now, it is totally and completely, I believe, the new energy that's bringing this this faster pace for people to completely have a spiritual experience in this length of time instead of this length of time, you know? And that's beautiful. That's beautiful. But it's nice for people to have some understanding of what's going on so that they don't go the direction of fear and worry, because that's initially, and even for me, that was initially the feeling of, uh-oh, something's very wrong. Different doesn't have to mean wrong.
Yeah, how long did you feel lost?
How long did I feel that? Mm-hmm. Not long at all. Because as soon as I raised my frequency, I was then in better alignment with the new energy. So it, as soon as I felt that, then I understood, okay, that's what's happening. There's different energy around me and there's different energy in me and I'm experiencing it differently. But as soon as I raise my frequency, everything gets okay. And my nervous system settles down.
And yeah.
Yes. So that was very helpful.
And for those who are out there, can you give some ideas how they can raise their frequency if they have never heard that term before?
Absolutely. Yeah. You see, we're energy in our body that we see, and we're energy in this formless energy inside of us that we can't see. So when you're raising your frequency, you are having an effect on both your body and your inner energy that you don't see, your form and formlessness. And the simplest way to do that is a simple thing like laughing raises your frequency immediately. But if there's nothing around that's affecting you emotionally and you want to raise your frequency, first I want to talk about the space inside of us, okay? Because when people understand this, then they can come from the space inside of them and raise that up, and it raises your frequency immediately. So we have this little space inside of us, which lays between the bottom of our ribs and the top of our belly button. There's that little space right there. That's your space. That's you. It's only for you, and it's perfect. It's where you can go and feel this. I'm home. It's so beautiful. And that maybe is one of the most beautiful things I found here as a human in my spiritual self. So to go into this space, it's you. All you need to do is just close your eyes and imagine through the top of your head, you just feel your energy, yourself start coming down, and you're just floating down soft like a feather. And you just kind of float down through your head, and you float softly through your neck. You come down gently through your chest. And suddenly, you're down between the top of your ribs and the... You reach the space from the bottom of your ribs to the top of your belly button. And you just float in there, soft like a feather. And in that space, you can feel you, your energy, move around a little bit until you find the perfect spot. And that's you. And you can even point to that spot with your finger. It's that palpable. You go float around and right there. That's home for you. And you breathe in and you blow out. And it just feels perfect.
Mm.
That's you. Can you feel that?
Yeah, that's
not beautiful.
Peaceful. Back to my inner peace. Just quiet.
Yeah, it's like a little wave of home.
Very lovely.
And so from that space, yeah, you can raise your frequency just by imagining in that space inside there, that space that's just for you. Just raise up like an elevator would, right up through the top of your head. And take a breath in and blow it out and raise up a little higher. And you can actually kind of tense your shoulders and feel yourself raise up. That's raising your frequency.
Mm.
You just feel a higher energy.
Yeah. You feel free.
It's so simple. Pardon me?
Yeah, you feel free and you feel the unconditional love. You're just at peace. Very harmonious. And
you're just fine. Yeah, you're just fine. Mm. And it's in frequency when you do that. You raise your whole body. Every cell in your body experiences a higher frequency just by doing that.
Mm. Gorgeous.
Mm. It is. As humans, you know, we're told we can do anything. And we're all so limited by our thinking from the brain. But as soon as you take any thought and you just drop it down to your heart, take any thought, the possibilities are endless. Drop that to your heart and say that. Possibilities are endless.
Possibilities are endless.
It's just a different feeling. And you can think differently from your heart.
It's unlimited in the heart. It feels unlimited.
I like that description of it. Mm-hmm. And your heart can expand. And as your heart expands, you just feel more love. And you have a higher heart that you can attach to. And a pineal gland that you can open up. And when you open your pineal gland and you start to see images when you close your eyes and you're not afraid of that, it's a whole new world.
Yeah, it's so cool. I love it. Mm-hmm. When I say things mm-hmm. in my meditations, I get way shower, the one who speaks for the group. But it's fascinating. They just tell you what you need to know on your journey. And sometimes you get pictures and sometimes you get a voice talking and sometimes it's just quiet and it'll come during the day. But if you set an intention and ask for guidance, you will always get the answer that you seek.
Always, 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 always. And that too has been a beautiful experience because as a child, I had experiences where things were not going good and I stopped and said, I don't know what to do. Please tell me what to do. And it just unfolded the whole thing right there. Do this and then do this and do this. So
did you have
back then, I didn't even have.
Did you have a voice talking to you then? Or what did you just, did you have an impulse?
I had thoughts that, and to me, it seemed like a voice, yes. People don't like to hear that because then they have all kinds of ideas of how, what they have to say about that. However, I did have an unfolding of thoughts and a voice that told me exactly what to do to be safe and to, it's just a perfect system. If we just believe, lean into it, don't feel the need to repel it and to keep it away. If we just surrender to it and allow it to be, it's just a perfect system in all ways, this energy that we are and that's around us.
Yeah.
You could just talk about it all day, every day.
Yeah, surrendering. Surrendering is hard. I was just listening to another video on with surrendering. Like if you're trying to sleep at night because you know you have to get your night's sleep because you have an early start the next day, and the more you try to sleep, the harder it is to fall asleep because you're resisting it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
surrendering
exactly.
is the key to everything in life. Really, let go of control. And
yes, it is, and that's so foreign to what we've been taught all our lives that it can be difficult to accept that and to allow it, to just allow. And a lot of people have trouble with the word surrender because it feels like something, there must be something really big I have to do, I have to surrender. No, you're just allowing. And the idea of having an intention is so helpful. So your idea about not being able to fall asleep before you know you have to get up early in the morning, it's so helpful to set your intention and to speak the words in your head or even out loud. You know, well, tonight I'm going to have such a good sleep. I know when I crawl into bed, I'm going to lay down and I'll close my eyes and it'll be peaceful and I'll just fall asleep. It'll be so good. It'll be so easy. You're planting the intention before you're even in the motion of the act that your intention is set for, right? And meditation is also perfect with that specific example. To just meditate a little bit, listen to something that puts you into the peaceful place, and then remember your intention. These things are very powerful, very powerful. And, you know, people often talk about having specific things that you're going to say to yourself. And it's more important than we realize, because the little voice that's in our head is really laying out all the things for the future. So if you're not saying things with a good intention in your head, you are going to be coiling up what is coming. It's what you're attracting, right? It's back to that, what you're attracting.
Yeah.
So important.
Exactly. And like you were saying with that sleep, you will end up having a good night's sleep if you set that intention. So if you set an intention, I want to be happy in my life, I want to be a good role model for my children, you know, I want to be a community leader, you know, whatever. Set an intention and then you are literally becoming that, right?
Yeah. And even be a little bit more accepting of the power that you really are and say, I am such a good mother and I am such a good community volunteer. Make it the understanding that you already are.
Mm.
And then your mind just clicks with what
yeah.
it is that you already are, instead of something down the road.
See yourself in the future, and then you attract it.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. Yeah. And these things are, you know, everybody's talking about manifestation and abundance these days. And all of that is simple too. But I think taking a step back is important first, because it's not enough just to say, I am whatever it is. You have to also feel it and believe it inside you. So it's important to stop feeling like a victim. And that is not to say that things haven't happened that have left you feeling defeated and deflated and suffering. You know, that's part of the human experience. But we have a choice whether we are going to stay in that or whether we are going to rise above it. And understanding that we are all one, we are all connected. And so you're not alone. You're just as connected to the divine as you are to the next person, to you and me sitting right here today. We are all connected. So if you're not feeling and understanding the experience of people around you, that's okay. But feel and understand the experience of you, and know that if you allow being a victim, things that other people have done to you, to take you down, then you are essentially giving power and energy to the people who did what they did to you. And I think it's a whole lot more peaceful and understanding to yourself to say, okay, I am going to forgive the things that have happened to me. I'm not going to forgive the actions of the people, but I will forgive the people. Because if I don't, every time I think about it and have bitter feelings about it, it's kind of like I drink the poison and they get to walk away free and happy. So
in doing
the just and the right thing, forgiving the person, not the action, forgiving the person allows you to stop drinking that poison, which is probably going to make you ill and take away the experience of having joy in your life. So coming out of victimhood is so good. It's so good for the person who's coming out. And the other thing that's important is I have so few opinions now, because who am I to have opinions about anybody else? And judgments. Who am I to judge anyone? Mm-hmm, and who are they to judge me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, who of any of us can judge anyone? We don't know what they've been through. They don't know what I've been through. So judgments, nope, don't do that. Opinions, very few. Beliefs, not too many, because I don't honestly know if the beliefs are true or not. Although you can, like when you learn to stop feeling like a victim, drop away judgments, beliefs, and opinions, then you can start to learn to feel inside to your own intuition for your own truths. And you don't have to expect everybody to understand or even believe your truths, but you know inside when you hear a truth and you have your own truth. You just feel it in that place of home inside you.
Mm-hmm. You know? You just know.
Yeah. You do. It's our divine connection. Every one of us is connected to the divine. Some people call it God. I call it God or the energy. To me, God is the energy. So it's in every breath we take in. It's the divine. And everything we breathe out is releasing what we don't need. So we are living totally and completely in connection with the divine all the time. It's just learning to feel it and understand it. And so that intuition, it's not surprising that we all have it. When we stop and learn to listen to it, is the difference. So those are pretty important things before you are going to get real good at manifesting and experiencing abundance. To have those things in place is very helpful, I think.
Yeah, and the forgiving is so important, because you are literally also freeing yourself, forgiving yourself. And everything starts with self-love, love for oneself. So that's really, and you can just write a letter and then, you know, tear it up You don't have to give the person the letter. It's just doing the ritual or the procedure of forgiving, setting an intention to forgive.
Yes. It changes the energy. Mm-hmm. So, yes, you're right. You don't have to step forward and speak to the person. You can if you want to. But you inside yourself just need to know, I have forgiven that person. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Love this.
Everything is energy. Me too.
Yeah. And you've written a book, Jen.
Yeah, I wrote a book a few years ago, and it is mostly about our thinking, because that was such a key thing for me when I started out, when I first heard this idea that we don't have to believe our thinking. I just went, what? What is that I just heard? Because when you only know to think with your brain and to learn through books, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden you're told you don't have to believe your thinking. It's just, it's so opening to the whole mind. It just kind of goes poof, a feeling of, wow, that's a whole new level of peace. Yeah. So that's what my book is about.
Yeah. And you are not your thoughts either, right? They just come.
Yes, you are not. You are not your thoughts. You're so much more than your thoughts. I like you were saying at the beginning of our conversation that you live in nature and you live around water. These are the things. These are the things that matter, to be in tune with nature and to be in tune with your inner self. To love yourself, to recognize that thoughts are only a blip of energy and you don't have to hold any of them. However, we do, you know, we hold thoughts from when we were children. And I personally believe that disease is caused from thoughts being blocked inside of us and creating these blocks that don't allow energy to flow. And so unblocking what's blocked inside of us and releasing that just leads to health in a whole new way, spiritually, emotionally, physically. All things are affected when we get the flow of energy going perfectly inside of us, going the way it's meant to be.
Yeah.
So that's what I do a lot of that with people now, in one-on-one sessions and in groups. We do a lot of healing, because as humans, we can even do that. You know, we can talk to ourselves. We can change what's happening inside of us, because what's happening outside of us is only a manifestation of what's happening inside of us. So the things that we think inside and that cause the blockages, then we create how we feel inside in the reality outside of us. So if you look at your life, you're going to see what's going on inside of you, which is kind of cool. And how do you change that? Yeah, how do you change your life? Well, you can only change your life by going inside of you. I mean, you could change your life by going out there and taking a baseball bat to a tree. You could do that. But the only true change is going to come from inside of you. When you change in there, everything outside changes.
What has been your biggest fear in your life?
Oh, Lord. My biggest fear? Just being safe. That's been my biggest fear and my biggest worry. And to drop that away, to know that I'm safe. You know, there's nothing that can ever hurt your spirit, your soul. You in eternity are always perfect. You're always fine. Nothing can hurt that, no matter what happens. That's always perfect. It will always be that perfect piece of love. You're that puzzle in the universe, that piece of God. And so living in fear, no point in that. No point in that, because what is going to be is going to be. What happens in the world is going to happen. And we can change that by raising the frequency of ourselves and changing it changes the world around us. But to live a life of fear is to have no love. To live a life being afraid, you can't have fear and love at the same time. They just can't be together. You can have fear or you can have love. But you can't have them both. When you mix fear with love, you get the jealousy and the anger and the resentments. When you remove the love, then you have just that fear. And that's a really shallow, uncomfortable, unfulfilling life. When you remove the fear and have love, very fulfilling, very enchanting, actually, and full of miracles. And I really believe we're here to grow our soul. I think that's the purpose of being here.
Yes.
Whatever it is our soul wants, we're here to grow that and to understand that. And so we can spend our whole life doing nothing to grow our soul. That's okay, because when we go from here to there, we just reincarnate into another. Our soul mm-hmm. comes in again, so we can go at it again.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to go at it there from where we were here. So we mm-hmm. might as well learn and grow our soul here. And next time around, we take that with us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Always growth. Don't stop growing.
Yeah.
You have to come back and do it again.
Yeah. Yeah. But once we learn lessons, we don't have to do them again. They drop mm-hmm. away.
Mm-hmm. If you have hardships in your mm-hmm. life, and you have had a terrible time, and you've been suffering and had a lot of, you know, depression, or at the end your mm-hmm. soul has evolved and had a massive growth, so it is something good. It is something to be proud of, to have endured. So you can, at the end, if you look at it from a love angle, it is a beautiful experience.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And no matter what the experience is, that's the truth. That no matter what you go through, there is a growth that can come from it, a learning that you can begin to see from the experience. And that is your golden ticket to move up in frequency, really, and in energy, and in soul, to grow in your soul.
Yeah. So lovely to talk to you, Jan. Where do you hope we are in 10 years from now in the world?
Just in a bigger place of love and peace and harmony on earth. That's what I'm here for, to help people find their peace and their harmony, and to be more loving to themselves and to be more love.
I love that. Thank you so much. So lovely to have you here today.
Thank you.
Very inspiring.
Yeah, it was nice. Thank you. Lovely. It was nice to talk with you.
I hope you got some valuable information today. Wake up, wake up. And thanks for checking in and waking up. See you next time.